Well, here we go again. A major rail workers union is rejecting a new contract offer, raising questions about whether we may be headed for a strike. Remember, we saw this song and dance a couple of months ago, and then a deal was struck, announced by President Biden at the White House. Live team coverage takes us to Washington. Jared Halpern from Fox. And boy, the stakes are so high. What exactly is happening right now behind the scenes in this?
Well, I mean, listen, the White House has said that a rail strike would be unacceptable if this freight rail union were to say no and ultimately vote to strike. That could happen as soon as the second week of December, right around the holidays. And we saw the big urgent push by the White House, as you pointed out, several weeks ago with the union reps and the CEOs, the executives of these companies, basically being held, I don't want to say hostage, but they were kept in with the Labor Secretary, Marty Walsh, for a very long time until they were able to reach a tentative agreement. That agreement, though, has to be voted on, ratified by every single membership of these various unions. Several different unions have to agree to this. And so the stakes are high. The president, the White House so far is not suggesting that they are playing a big role yet, but are urging the sides to get together. Now, there are some executive actions the president potentially could take. White House is not sort of broaching those just yet. They want to see how this plays out, certainly over the next couple of weeks. But this would be a huge, huge impact to the economy, to jobs, to a lot of the progress that the president has pointed to over the last several months with it relates specifically to the supply chain. And so if this drags on much longer, expect to see a very similar push by the White House, by the administration here, similar to what we saw several weeks ago when members were basically hauled here into the White House, into the Labor Department, and told to get this done, and nobody can leave until it's done.
Is there a role that Congress can and would ultimately play to avert a strike, too?
I mean, there are. It's tough to see what role Congress necessarily could play. I mean, we've seen, obviously, in the past, presidents have taken some discretion as it relates to maybe sort of nationalizing these types of industries. Again, that's not something that the White House has talked about doing just yet. I think they want to see if they can reach a deal between these various unions and rail companies before they were to sort of exert any sort of power and authority that could be challenged in courts, that could be tested, similar to the approach that they took a while back. But again, they are saying that they want these two sides to work it out, at the same time saying that a strike is an unacceptable outcome. And so if it is an unacceptable outcome, certainly that means that they would be taking steps at some point to prevent that outcome from occurring.
Critical story will follow for you over the coming weeks ahead of Christmas and into December. Fox's Jared Halpern in D.C., man. Thanks.